This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
Double E4.
And I'll give you a quick rundown of the business. Leading example, chased by Eddie's 1, King 6, up 2, Queen 3, Harry Edwards 3, Hughes 2, Claire 3, Emma 4, Derwin 3, King 3, Robinson 2, Claire 4, Queen 4, Churchill 2, Jesus 4, and then Emma 5, sandwich race. So a couple of folks to look out for in this division who are still on for paid for 2. So fading Jesus 3, they lost twice so far. So have Emma 4, Emma 4 is over bumping Thursday, then bumped again yesterday. And we've also got 3 boats currently on for Spoon, Claire 4, and Jesus 4. So that is the order for the women's golf division. However, one bit of information to give you is that Robinson's second boat, they have actually had to pull out from today because they had 2 people injured. That means that Claire 4 will essentially get an automatic bump. But all they have to do is row the 2.5 lengths to go past where Robinson would have been. So that's Robinson 2 pulled out, and so Claire 4 should get the bump and hence avoid getting spoons. Also on the line we have Alice, who's up by the motorway bridge. Alice, how are things looking up there at the moment?
Hello, yes, I am here at the motorway bridge. I'm about one boat ahead of Homerton W2, who are looking very calm and collected at the top of the division. And as I look down towards the motorway bridge, I can just see all the boats starting to be pushed out now. Their bank parties use the big long pole and push the boat out as close to the middle of the river as they can so that they can hope to get the best line when the starting gun goes off. The coxes are all just putting their hands in the air now as they hold the bung that keeps them moored to the bank. The 1 minute gun should be going off any second. The boat coming to attention and they are off here at the start of the W4 division. Homerton W2 are coming past me now, looking very strong, very calm and collected. They seem to be doing very well. Jesus W3 are also looking good. St. Edmunds W1, on the other hand, took an absolutely awful line off the start and nearly crashed straight into the opposite bank. So although they're now looking good, they lost quite a bit of ground on that start. Didn't look very comfortable there. Coming past me now, Kings W2. They are roughly on station, maybe a little bit pulling away from Peterhouse W2, who are also rowing fairly well at this early stage of the race. Behind them, Queens W3 are also looking fairly calm. But Melissa, is there anything going on at your end where you are? Melissa?
There is very little going on around First Post Corner. We have Homerton W2, roughly on station with Jesus W3. Those boats have drawn away from Edmund W1, so there's maybe a 3-length gap. King is taking advantage of the poor lines that Ed took off the start, and they've maybe narrowed it down to about 3/4 of a length to 1/2 a length as they round First Post Corner. So a bump may occur somewhere near Grassy. We then have about 5 or 6 lengths between King W2 and Peterhouse W2, and about a length between Peterhouse W2 and King W3. We were looking pretty steady, the boot is up, they're all getting their blades in, and so perhaps Queen W3 will manage to push through and bump Peterhouse W2 as they get to Grassy. Peterhouse W2 has been bumped on 2 previous days, so they won't be...
Yes, Mandy,
what are you seeing?
Yes, they're closing in on Homerton too. It's down to about a quarter of a length of the year round grassy. They've been taking quite good lines, but this is going to be, surely this is going to be a bump very, very shortly. They've just about got overlap. Just about going up. They're going in for the bump now. And it is coming imminently. The coaches can see it. There we go. There's about Jesus 3. They have bumped on Homerton 2. Behind them, King 2 have just bumped up on Eddie's 1. That's King 2 on Eddie's 1. Alice, let's go back to you by the motorway bridge. What's happening, Alice?
Okay, well, the final boat behind where Robinson W2 would have been all appear to have stopped at the motorway bridge. So I'm going to run down and see what's happening there. But in the meantime, Melissa, can you update on the tussle between Claire and Hughes Hall?
I think that Claire is the expectation of both teams. Claire and Claire is the rounded person. Claire on the call, which meant that they had cash on them, but barely anything in it. Then behind Claire W3, Emma W4, there was about 3 or 4 lengths between those two crews, and then another 4 or 5 lengths between Emma 4 and Edwin 3. Andy, what's happening at Grassley?
And Peter House, they are being closed in by Queen. Queen 3 reeling them in as they go around Grassley. It was down to about half a length. Behind them, Murray Edwards on station with Queen. And then we've got this really interesting tussle. Claire 3 on Hughes Hall 2. Hughes Hall, they've been bumped twice. Claire have taken a good line around the corner. It's about a quarter of a length at the moment. This is going to get really interesting as we go around Ditton Corner. Let's go down to Ian, who is at Ditton. Ian, what can you see at the moment?
Thanks, Andy. I've got Peter House W2 coming up right past the plough as we speak right now. Queen's W3 is probably within half a length now. A fair way to go between them, and let's have a look. I think it's Murray Edwards W3. But as the Peter House 2 go past me now, they seem to have opened up a little bit of a lead on W3 of Queen's. And Murray Edwards are coming up on Queens. There's probably about a length and a half there. And then you've got quite a gap there back to... Quite a gap there back to Hughes Hall, who have been hotly pursued by Claire. Claire are coming right up onto Hughes Hall right now. They are within about 3 feet as they go past the plough. Hughes Hall seem to be labouring a little bit. Claire have got the bit between the teeth. They are within a couple of feet now. They're getting very, very close to Hughes Hall as they go past the plough. They are just about to overlap now. Claire have just done it. Have they? Yes. Yes, there's the bump. There's the bump. Hughes Hall being bumped by Claire. Quite a gap then back to Emmanuel just passing me. Will, what have you got further on down?
Right, yeah, I've got Peter House. Peter House has just come past me. It looks like, yeah, I can confirm, Queens have been bumped by Murray Edwards W3. That's Queens W3 been bumped by Murray Edwards W3. Just coming around Ditton. I can only assume Queens 3 really slowed down. I can see in the distance, I think, that someone running past, possibly running over. I think that Hughes Hall W2, or they must be rowing after being bumped by Claire. Nothing else really, it's been quite windy over here. Back to you, Andy, anything else?
Thanks very much. Let's just go back down to Alice. And Alice, can you tell us what happened at the bottom of the division?
Yeah, the bottom 6 boats, including Robinson, who weren't here, all bumped today. So Emma W5 managed to catch Jesus W4 very early on in the race. And Queen's W4 were caught by Churchill W2, who were doing very well this week. So the bottom 6 boats all bumped, and the final one was the technical bump that Claire W4 was given on Robinson W2, who had to pull out. So they're all rowing home now, either very happy or the rest of them are looking quite miserable. So Andy, back to you at Grassy.
Thanks very much. So just to confirm the bumps that we have, Homerton 2, they were bumped by Jesus 3. Eddie 1 were bumped by Kings 2. Peterhouse, it looks like they're going to row over. Queen 3 were bumped by Murray Edwards 3. Husel 2 were bumped by Claire 3. We've then got three boats, Emma 4, Selwyn 3, and King 3. I'm going to come back to in 1 second, because I'm not 100% sure on those three. But then the bottom six boats all bumped. So Robinson 2 bumped by Claire 4, Queen's 4 bumped by Churchill 2, and Jesus 4 bumped by Emma 5. I've got three boats, Emma 4, Selwyn 3, King 3, I'm still unsure on. Will, you're down the long reach. Have any of them got to you yet?
Yeah, they're all rowing past now. There's a good four-length gap between each subsequent boat. Emma looking quite good. Selwyn looking not bad. King's fairly dire, to be honest. They're just coming down the long reach now, being hit by the wind. Doesn't look like any more action is going to happen. Back to you.
Thanks, Will. So we will provisionally say that there are going to be three rowovers there for Emma 4, Selwyn 3, and King 3. So an exciting bump race we have had. Jesus 3, Kings. We've had bumps on Murray Edwards, Claire 3, Claire 4 getting that technical bump. Also bumps for Churchill 2 and the sandwich boat Emma 5.
May bumps.
Cam FM.
Results.
So at the top of the division, Jesus W3 have bumped up into first place and will be sandwich boat next time. Bumping down Thomason W2 in second. King's W2, who are looking very strong, bumped up onto St Edmunds W1, who are now in fourth. Peterhouse W2 have therefore rowed over. Murray Edwards W3 got the bump up on Queen's W3. Claire W3 below them got the bump up on Hughes Hall W2. Below that, three boats have rowed over. So Emmanuel, Selwyn, and Kings have all rowed over in 10th, 11th, and 12th. Selwyn looking really quite pleased with themselves. And then below that, Claire W4 have a technical bump on Robinson W2, who were injured. Claire quite pleased with that result, prevents them from spooning. Then below that, Churchill W2 still on for blades, bump up on Queen's W4 into 15th place. And at the bottom of the division, Jesus W4 were bumped by Emma W4.
May bumps.
Cam FM.